الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today إن شاء الله تعالى we'll take some of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'la, continuing إن شاء الله تعالى the theme of taking short passages of Juz Amma and discussing some of the benefits, some of the tafsir behind these ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّى وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala that those who are successful, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Those who are successful are those who تَزَكَّى. In the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he affirms absolute success, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. And then he also affirms مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The statement مَنْ used here signifies absolute generality, meaning any person that تَزَكَّى will become successful. Any person that تَزَكَّى will become successful. So what is تَزَكَّى? And what is the importance of it? تزكى, as the scholars of language mention, it comes from the root word زكى. And it essentially means, in the more technical definition or explanation of the word, it means where a person removes all types of dirt and then adds to the person all types of beautification. Thus, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, in essence, from the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala, this word تزكيه essentially means to remove sin from a particular person. Not just remove sin, but to ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to erase that sin as well. So what it means is that a person looks towards his characteristics, his actions and his statements, and even his ideology, his belief. And he eliminates and rids himself from every single thing that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ensures that he doesn't have any action that displeases Allah. He doesn't have any statement that displeases Allah, nor any characteristic that displeases Allah. In a hadith reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullahu ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. And then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the next person that walks through the door is from the inhabitants of paradise. One of the Ansari men walked through the door. This happened on three consecutive days. The next person that walks through the door is from the inhabitants of paradise. The same person, Ansari man, walks through the door. And the third day, the same Ansari man walks through the door. So Amr ibn As radiallahu an, he wanted to find out what was so special and unique about this man, this Sahabi. So he made a tale and said to this Sahabi that he wanted to stay over in his house. Rather, he had to stay over in his house due to some problems that he was currently facing. He wanted to investigate, what did he do that was so beautiful that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed Jannah not just once, not just twice, but thrice on three consecutive occasions. He didn't notice any special salah, nor did he notice any special fasts, nor did he notice any special sadaqah. So on the third day he said to him, explaining why he actually stayed over, and said, what is it that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw in you that Allah jalla wa ala commanded him to inform us all that you are from the inhabitants of paradise? And he said, radiyallahu an, that whenever he goes to sleep, he makes sure he has no anger, no hatred, no envy, no jealousy for any servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He rid himself, he eliminated any possible act of sin from himself. So tazkiyah is looking and analyzing yourselves. Hasibu anfusakum, analyze, account yourselves. قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you to account. It's to account yourself and see where you fall short. See where you're sinning. See where you're erring. See which rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you have taken. And then to eliminate all of these sins. Remove them physically. Remove them by putting a barrier, stopping yourself from sinning. And then after you've done that, or even whilst you're doing that, to ask Allah jalla wa ala for forgiveness. To ask Allah Jalla wa ala for forgiveness. So not only does he subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you to stop that sin, but he has also erased the sin for you entirely. This is a tazkiyah. But tazkiyah isn't, as we said at the beginning, isn't just erasing. We said it's beautifying as well. It's adorning oneself as well. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Those who are successful are those who purify themselves. Then he says, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. They are those that remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they perform this salah. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. But you people, he's saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've become affected by the dunya. وَالْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But as for the akhirah, it's better than the dunya. And it's not just better, وَأَبْقَى. It's going to remain forever. So how can we prefer this world? How can we forget about this important principle of a tazkiyah when the akhirah is better? And the akhirah is going to last, signifying that everything in this dunya, every sin that we're currently trapped in, every desire, every temptation, is not going to last. Nor is it better than the akhirah. But tazkiyah is to rid oneself, to eliminate sin, to ask Allah for forgiveness, and then to look towards the actions of ibadat, and to beautify and adorn yourself with ibadat, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform your salah, to make tawbah to Allah, which is an act of ibadah, to give sadaqah, every possible act of ibadah you can think of. This is what tazkiyah is. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ سَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from them sadaqah. Sadaqah, that what does what? It purifies them and it gives them tazkiyah. It enables them to remove their sin, and it enables them to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The goal and the objective of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, the goal and the objective, as Ibn al-Qayyim says, for these gems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, as in the gems of Ramadan, the nights of power, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, and these other days and other nights, are there to allow the servant of Allah to find that level of tazkiyah, to remove sin, to ask Allah for forgiveness, and to grant himself great and noble acts of ibadah. And in fact, this is why Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she said to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I were to find the night of Qadr, which dua or how should I invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by? And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Why did Allah jalla wa ala use the word afu? Why did he specifically speak about himself being Al-Afu? What significance did Afu, his name Al-Afu, and Afu have with the whole concept of tazkiyah? This name Al-Afu, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala and Ibn al-Jawzi also explain, Al-Afu, it has two beautiful, great, magnificent meanings. The first, it means the one who erases sins, eliminates them completely. And the second is, The one who gives vast growth and adorns and beautifies. So what does that mean? Ibn al-Qayyim says, rahimahullah ta'ala, when a person calls Allah by the name Al-Afu, he is living by tazkiyah. He is applying tazkiyah to his life. He's asking Allah Jalla wa'ala to erase his sins completely and then to transform those sins into good deeds. And this is what he does subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah Jalla wa'ala asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith of Aisha to specify this name Al-Afu and to remind ourselves that this is what he loves doing. He loves to erase sins and he loves to transform sins into good deeds, and then to ask Allah jalla wa ala for that very same thing. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa man taba, except for those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa amana wa amila amanan saliha, and they believe in Allah and they do righteous deeds. These are people to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms, he changes the evil deeds into good deeds. This is a tazkiyah. Oh brothers and sisters in Islam, these nights of Ramadan, especially Laylatul Qadr, is the opportunity for us to find that level inshallah ta'ala, to remove our sins, to stop doing the evil deeds, to ask Allah for His forgiveness, and then to find those evil deeds, those temptations, those desires, those times we stumbled and we erred and we made mistakes, to find them, inshallah, on our good deeds, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah Jalla wa Ala make us from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to find Laylatul Qadr. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to find absolute forgiveness from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may He Jalla wa Ala enable us to find that standing whereby all of our sins are forgiven, and that reward of actions being multiplied by beyond 1,000 months. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا ورزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. This, in this particular meaning, it refers to a person praising himself or speaking good about himself. This word tazki has many different concepts and meanings. And here, when Allah says, "Wala tuzakku anfusakum," it's about speaking yourself, about praising yourself beyond what you're deserving of being praised. So don't go about bragging about yourself or praising yourself. That's the ayah. That's the meaning of the ayah, inshallah. It's different between the tazki that we spoke about, Rista. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum.